From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for All Tech Considered. We're staying in the office today to talk about change. The typewriter long ago gave way to the desktop computer. Copy machines have gotten faster and smarter, sometimes even smarter than those of us who have to use them. Technology has changed just about everything in the average office, but one, the business card. What do we do with all of those? That's the challenge we put to NPR's Joshua Brockman.
As I rummage through boxes, I realize that I've got a full house. That would be good if we were talking about playing cards, but we're not. It's business cards that are taking up an awful lot of space in my apartment. Some are in Rolodexes. Then there are others, squirreled away, in file cabinets, shoe boxes, even cigar boxes. The hand I've been dealt is to transform all this paper into a digital format. I've got my laptop and what's called a NeatDesk scanner. NeatDesk digitizes the cards, creates a searchable PDF, and even imports the information into electronic address books. But it comes at a relatively high price, more than $400. For inspiration, I've posted the last line of the manual on my refrigerator door, right next to my fortune cookie sayings. It reads, "You are now ready to say goodbye to paper clutter and hello to an organized digital life."
Take anything that you have on your desktop, scan it in, and you'll be able to find it and have it digitally available to you forever and ever.
Les Spiro is CEO of the Neat Company. He says NeatDesk can handle 15 business cards per minute. Let the game begin with just 10 minutes on the clock. I mean, on my kitchen timer. It's an intense fight. The business cards are formidable, but I'm loading 10 at a time. There is another way to manage business cards, and that's by taking digital photos with your camera or cell phone and uploading them to a free online service called Evernote. Phil Libin is CEO of the company.
I used to think business cards were totally useless. With Evernote, they've actually become much more useful because they kind of become this key to a whole set of thoughts and memories about that particular person or company.
So a search for a business card in Evernote turns up an actual image of the card and anything else you photographed related to that meeting, handwritten notes, even a whiteboard. Time's up. NeatDesk scanned about 70 cards in 10 minutes. Not all of the information was digitized correctly, but the software does allow you to make changes. These digital options look like a winning hand for dealing with my deck of business cards. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.